And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In a noisy bar in Avalon, I tried to call you. But on a midnight watch, I realized why twice you ran away. Think about how many times I have fallen. Spirits are using me, larger voices calling. But heaven brought you and me, cannot be forgotten.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and you know love will endure. Yes, it will. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's Expert Panel. So great to have you with me this morning on Friday. Yes. Phew! We made it through the week, the first week of the month of October. And I saw a funny thing on the news, I think it was the day before yesterday, or one of the talk shows, and they were talking about how all the local newscasters, hosts, TV people, they were all saying, can you believe it's October? Can you believe it? And they did like a montage of 20 people from all over the country saying, can you believe it's October? So here I am, Friday morning, saying to you, can you believe it's October? Oh, my goodness. So a lot going on. I will say, I have to confess that there is one thing that I actually look forward to. And I was in the store yesterday and also at one of my favorite coffee places. In October, immediately for me, we start to see pumpkins everywhere, and they had the pumpkins out front, and I saw some really cute ones, in fact, because I'll say it's in front of Publix. They had pumpkins with all the college football logos on them, so I saw everything from Florida to Auburn to Bama to Georgia, and even I saw a Notre Dame one. It's like a stamp on the pumpkin. That's pretty cute. I thought that was pretty special since we are into the football season, but also I start to notice all the Halloween decorations are out there and all the, you know, looking forward to lots and lots of candy. And I was laughing because I was in the store and saw some, I want to say older people. Now, they might have been grandmothers. It could have been grandmothers buying that bulk candy. And I thought, really? Are you really buying that for all the trick-or-treaters? Or is that going to be your stash from now until Christmas? I confess I got some Reese's recently. But but I loved the pumpkin is what I love about fall, too, is as soon as we turn into October. This morning I actually picked up a pumpkin spice latte to start my weekend. And they have pumpkin bread at the store and pumpkin muffins. And I don't know why we don't really have them all year round, but I sure do love pumpkin. Do you? Well, if you have a chance and you want to text me this morning what some of your favorite things about October and the fall, you can do that at 850-437-1620. And speaking of coffee, I heard on Andrew's morning show this morning his transgressors report and the changing of the names of... My gosh, changing Maxwell House to Maxwell Apartment. When I first saw that, I thought it was a joke. I thought they were kidding. I really had no, I thought, no, that doesn't make sense. But apparently it's really true. And for me, gosh, Maxwell House has been around forever. That's just a solid brand to me. That would be like changing the name of ketchup or changing the name of some, you know, some other things that you would think would never change. So I don't know. My world now is going upside down with all the changes and changing the name of the Gulf and changing the name of this. And now Maxwell House is Maxwell Apartment. And I'm just rolling with the flow. Whatever you want to call things, that's up to you. So anyway, I hope that you're ready for a good weekend. Let me tell you, one of the things that is disappointing to me about the government shutdown is that NAS Pensacola's access to the Naval Aviation Museum is going to be closed this weekend. I'm assuming the shutdown will probably last through the weekend. Hopefully I'm wrong. But if you're looking for fun things to do, let me tell you, you have come to the right place in Pensacola. Oh my gosh, I was looking at the calendar going forward, kind of setting up my weekends and sort of seeing what's coming. Y'all, there is something happening in this town probably every day from now until New Year's. There are so many. We're into the official festival season, that's for sure. Hopefully some of you took advantage of the Pensacola Seafood Festival last weekend. And so I was getting the calendar out. So if you have some friends that are in from town and you were hoping to take them to NAS Pensacola, I just want you to know that there are so, so many things that you can take them to this weekend that they could do for fun that will show them the best of our little town, our little city. And so I thought I'd go through some of the things. And if you have something you'd like me to promote that's going on this weekend, if you've got a special event, please just text that to me at 850-437-1620. So today is October 3rd, and my favorite source of looking up events, and if you ever are trying to look for things to do, I always go to visitpensacola.com. If you click on their homepage and click on events, it has a section called Events This Week, and you can find out every single event. It's done daily from now until forever. I mean, they really do it almost a year out, especially the ones that are the kind of repeat events. So they also include, their partners will put, if you're a happy hour person or you're looking for live music or that kind of thing, they'll always put some of the local bars like Mambo Willie's on the beach and some of the other places in town. Well, they'll put the name of the artists that are playing, the show times, happy hour specials, that kind of thing. So I'm not going to get into all of that today. However, I will say that the Bands on the Bayou is going to be happening tonight. So I want to give you the times on that. That's at Cowboy Park, it says, and it's going to be benefiting local charities. They're going to have, starts at 4:30 to 6, and at 4:30 is where they kind of open it up with the vendors, and then it's at 6:30. It's presented by Coon Realty and featuring Cowboy Park is the band. So you can bring chairs and blankets. And it's right there at the outdoor venue overlooking Bayou Tahar in the East Hill neighborhood of Pensacola. So that's kind of a neat thing to do. It looks like we're going to have beautiful weather today. So you certainly could go by there, take your friends over to the park, which is just beautiful. So that's a free outdoor concert tonight that you can take advantage of. A couple of the other things going on, of course, you've heard me talking the last couple of weeks about Pensacola Little Theaters, Jekyll and Hyde. Y'all, I saw it last Saturday, and it was just, last Friday, excuse me, was just unbelievable. It's one of those stories. I had a friend that's in the show, and he was laughing, and he said, it's a great show, but it's kind of like the Titanic. It's not a happy ending. So, and I had another friend that's kind of like opera too. Malcolm Ballinger was saying to me when he was on the show this week that it reminds him of opera. Because generally speaking, operas don't turn out real well at the end either. But this particular show, it's a Broadway show that they brought here to Pensacola, obviously using our local talent. But I want to tell you, I've been in the theater my whole life, and I've been fortunate and blessed to have that lots of experience in the theater here and in Georgia and also in New York and in Germany and some other places. And I will tell you, I had kind of went into the show knowing how complicated it was and difficult the music could be and thought, well, we'll see how it goes. It's community theater. So I have that little, you know, bias. Oh, it's community theater. Let me tell you, I am so wrong when I do that, because this particular group of actors and singers and the stage crew, the lighting, the sets, everything that they've done for this show is not just better than anything I've seen in a long time, but it was just at a professional level that I think you'll absolutely love. It's a fantastic show. The costumes, the show is set into 1880s. The women's dresses were exquisite, but not just the visual part of it. What I was impressed by, Topher Warren directed the show. He's the education director at the theater and does a great job with the academy that they've started there and the classes for kids and adults. But what's interesting to me is that I've known Topher now, gosh, almost 20 years. So I remember him when he was doing the children's productions, the Treehouse productions. And so now he's evolved into a wonderful actor and singer, but a director. This show is beautifully directed. But the thing I really want to emphasize about it, the singing. Oh my goodness. Gavin Parmley plays the Jekyll Hyde lead in the show. And the first act is a lot of songs. There's not a lot of dialogue in this when the story is told through music and the songs, but he goes through a transformation as an actor that's just unbelievable. There's two women that play the leads in the show that have a beautiful duet together, and the music, their voices were just beyond professional, in my humble opinion. I mean, the high notes and the beauty of it, the way they took to the time. But one of the things I sometimes don't like about certain musicals is they sing and it sounds real good, but they're not emotionally connected. In this show, they are so connected to what they're singing that it brought tears to my eyes on several occasions throughout the course of the show. So if you get a chance, it'll be running tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, a matinee on Sunday, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30. I believe the tickets are still available. You can go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com and you can buy your tickets online. But I'd encourage you to go if you're looking for something fun to do. When we come back from the break, I got a whole list of other things you could do this weekend. And again, if there's something that you know of, you want me to be sure and let people know about, just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about fun things to do this weekend, starting with today. Already so much going on. If you're a football fan, Friday night football all over the Gulf Coast, all over the South, all over the country, actually. But tonight, a special event. It's going to be the third annual First City Bowl at Pensacola High School versus Booker T. Washington High School. It's going to be tonight at the Pensacola Wahoo Stadium. I saw in the news they were converting the diamond from baseball season into a football field, which is really neat to see them using that space. It's going to be a beautiful night to watch football right by the water. So if you get a chance and you want to catch some high school football, of course, we've got a couple games on tonight. You know me, I'm a big college football girl, so I know that we've got plenty of college football tomorrow on Saturday. Georgia, my team, the Georgia Bulldogs, are playing Kentucky. It's homecoming for us, so that hopefully we'll win. You never know with Georgia. I just to tell you, I have a lot of humility with my football team. But also the big game I'm looking forward to is FSU against Miami. That's going to be quite a game on Saturday night. So we're still kind of waiting to see how all these things land. Alabama's going to be playing Vanderbilt. And remember last year after their big win against us last year, they went to Vanderbilt and lost. So I saw several posts on Facebook yesterday about we're going to get revenge. The Bama fans were wanting revenge on the Commodores. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm kind of confident that Bama's going to do just fine this year. They looked really, really good with their quarterback. So, but I'm not going to go on and on about college football. You can always look up on ESPN. We do have our games here on our own ESPN channel. So definitely tune in here if you want to catch that FSU game. But also we've got a couple of other things. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that You Know Who's album was released last night, Taylor Swift. Holy moly. I would say that I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not, please don't hate me if I say that I'm not necessarily a Swiftie, but I really like her music and enjoy her. There's a couple of listening parties going on around town, but the name of the album is The Life of a Showgirl. So apparently people were up at midnight last night streaming it and getting a hold of it right away. So have some fun with that. I love it that we still have things to distract us, and music is one of my favorites. Also tonight, had our friend on this week. We had Billy Harrell here, and he was here with, Kelly Reiser, and Mary Reiser, and we were talking about the Studio Amped event. So that is happening. I believe it's happening tonight. This is a special show, as I've mentioned before. This week and next is the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. Oh my gosh, what an amazing event this is becoming. It's always been special to me because I love music. But there's nothing better than going to see the original writers of the songs as they perform their new music. But also, they'll start playing and you'll hear a song and you think, oh, I know that tune. So-and-so sang that. That was a big hit. Well, here's the person that actually wrote the music. So tonight, they're going to kick off season 16 over at WSRE, over at Pensacola State College at the WSRE Amos Studios. The doors open at 6. The show starts at 7, and it's the free concert series. And so you can be part of the studio audience for Studio Amped. So this should be a lot of fun. They're going to be featuring Gary Nichols, Billy Droz, and the Burney Sisters. So you can get there at 6. The show starts at 7. You can hear live music and actually be a part of the recording, which is pretty neat. And that will be happening again tonight at WSRE, the Studio Amped concert. And that's right over there at Pensacola State College up there by 12th Avenue. You can't miss it. And so if you've never been there, it's a beautiful studio there at the WSRA Amos studio, so you can't miss it. But that is happening tonight. And then if you want to catch some of the other Pensacola Beach Songwriters events, this weekend they're focused on being here in Pensacola. They had over 30-plus venues this year on Pensacola and Pensacola Beach. So this weekend, the focus is here in Pensacola, and there will be several concerts. You can go to their website, PensacolaSongFest.com, or you can go to PensacolaSongWritersFestival.com and get the calendar. There is a downloadable program which lists all the artists, their music, bios, where they're going to be. I would be here for 3 hours if I tried to go through the schedule for you. So I'm going to let you do that research yourself. And at the very least, you can just Google Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, and you'll be able to pull up all the different venues. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So this weekend, the focus is on Pensacola venues. Then next week and next weekend will be Pensacola Beach venues. And just to kind of jump forward a little bit, I haven't mentioned, by the way, half of the stuff that's going on this weekend. I want to real quick mention that the Pensacola Symphony, tomorrow night, I believe tickets are still available. They are going to be celebrating Peter Rubart, who's the conductor, celebrating 100 years here in Pensacola. Wow, 100 years. Again, I have a hard time getting my mind around 10 years, but 100 years of incredible music being brought to Pensacola. So they will be celebrating this Saturday night, and you can check out that show and go to PensacolaSymphony.org to get tickets to that. But next week, I have to jump ahead a little bit because next week we have the Songwriters Festival continues. We have over 140 artists that have come in from all over the country and the world to perform. So next week in the venues will be all out at Pensacola Beach. So I'm excited about next week because close to my heart, as you know, is the Pensacola Beach Chamber. I had the privilege, and I say that with all sincerity, of being their president and CEO for about almost 3 years. And I met the most amazing people in Pensacola Beach that I still love today and count as dear friends. It was such a positive experience to be out there and to kind of get everybody up and running again post-COVID. And it was such a community effort to bring back all the big events that had been put on hold. And one of them is this next weekend. It's the Taste of the Beach Festival. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's an opportunity to taste the beach. Thursday night, they're going to have a coastal cruise, a VIP cruise that will be on board the Portofino 1, leaving from Bounce Beach from 5 to 7:30. They'll have cuisine on the boat to text from the coastal cuisine, which is out at Portofino Resort. It is a special chance to take advantage of that. They'll have music and food. That's Thursday night. Friday is the VIP trolley dinner, where they take the trolleys on the beach. You sign up, you pick different times, they have different start times, and you go to 5 different restaurants where the chefs are featured, our local Pensacola Beach chefs, who are amazing, and they put out these great dishes. They come out and talk about it. They pair it with wine, and you'll get a chance to try 5 different restaurants in one evening. You can get tickets for that as well. Just go on to the website at PensacolaBeachChamber.com. Saturday's free and open to everybody from 10 to 4 is the Big Taste of the Beach Festival. It will be right there on Casino Beach parking lot. Can't miss it. They're going to have music and entertainment and vendors, and every restaurant out there, 12, 15 restaurants, will be all featuring a special dish that you can purchase, or you can get a ticket for $125 that gives you access to all of the different venues and restaurants, and you can taste and try, and it's just a fabulous event. So that's all happening next weekend, and on top of that, the same time, the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival. So for example, Thursday after I get off the boat at Bounce Beach, they're going to have a garden concert for the Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival Thursday night at 7:30 right there on the outdoor deck. So be sure and check out both the Songwriters Festival and Taste of the Beach. You can't go wrong with either one of those events. And if you're sitting at home, that's all I understand. You can watch some football, but I have what is called a DVR, or I have my save. So I'm going to plan on going to the events and save it, and then I can come back and watch that football game later. So try to get out because it is going to be a gorgeous weekend. And I'll have more for you in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday, October 3rd. Kind of going through all the different events that you could take advantage of this weekend. So much is happening around town. We've got, again, I'll mention that we have Jekyll and Hyde at the Pensacola Little Theater. We also have the Symphony celebrating their 100th anniversary tomorrow night at the Sanger. And then we have so many. There's a fishing tournament, I believe, this weekend, and I'm sorry I don't have the details on that. But there's something for everybody. So my suggestion is, if you're looking for something fun to do, because there are a few things that are closed. Unfortunately, I heard the bad news that Fort Pickens and the park had to be closed down because of the shutdown. So if you find yourself looking for things to do, you could definitely take advantage of some of the museums downtown, take advantage of our restaurants, just walk around and see this beautiful city that we live in. And as a last resort, and I'm just kidding when I say last resort, go out to the beach. Just take a blanket and a cooler and take your family and go out and see the waters. Because we haven't had any storms, it's been absolutely gorgeous. If you want to know more about the events, go to visitpensacola.com. Be sure and get yourself something pumpkin-y this weekend so you can get in the spirit of October. And we are going to be back in just a few minutes. You know who's in the house. He just walked to the studio. He's got his red shirt, white fringe, cowboy hat. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news with Sonny's Barbecue. Chief Kindness Officer Eldon Scott's going to be joining me. Hope you have a great weekend, but don't go away. We're not done yet with Pep Talk.